Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flusher Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on February 10th, 1978. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
The sky all about the trees is lighting up in the most beautiful pale blue haze. Directly over Our Lady's statue, the sky is opening up. It's like, I can't explain it, there's a huge light and host-like formation, circular, and directly in the center of the light is Our Lady. Our Lady is coming forward, she's floating. It's very windy because her gown is very full, but it's blowing all about her feet. Our Lady has on beautiful golden sandals, and her gown is the most beautiful white. It's a white similar to sugar. There's no way I can explain it. About Our Lady's waist is a deep blue sash, a beautiful deep blue sash. Our Lady's mantle covers her head. Completely, Our Lady's mantle completely covers her head over her shoulders, and I can't see behind her at this time, but it appears that the mantle reaches down to her feet. Now, it's open in the front. Our Lady's mantle is held by a string just under her chin. Now, Our Lady is reaching to her waist. On the right side of her belting, she has a beautiful rosary, the rosary with the large Our Father golden beads, and the Hail Mary beads are a beautiful white that carry all the colors of the rainbow as Our Lady is turning now. Our Lady is extending the crucifix of her rosary, a beautiful golden, very large crucifix, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. My children, my Son in the Father, and the Spirit of Light, blesses you all for coming to attest to your love, devotion, and dedication to the mission from heaven. My children, graces are given in abundance, far beyond what your human mind could understand or comprehend. In due time, you will all realize the fruits of your dedication. It is truly for you all a labor of love. My children, you must continue to send the message from heaven throughout the world. Work with great haste. The elements of nature shall be used against you to try to stop the word from reaching all of your world. Oh, my children, I must repeat myself again, because many have not accepted my counsel in relation to the existence of the supernatural beings in your world, loosed upon your world now. They are gathering in force and gaining many members. These members are being collected from the human race, my children. They will become dead bodies and dead souls. My children, recall this giant conspiracy, the synagogue of Satan. Yes, my children, there are forces now gathering to dim the light in your world, to turn your world over to Satan. Already in your country, America, the once beautiful, the once strong, America, the United States, that has chosen to cast aside the light and go into darkness. Yes, already many of the leaders of your country are falling in with a plan for the complete capitulation of your country to Satan and world slavery under a one rule, under one religion. And this religion will have no resemblance to that given to you by my son. My children, I have asked you not to abandon my son's house, his church upon earth. But I must also counsel you that you must recognize the faces of evil about you, even in my son's house. Regardless of the state of the soul or the human body and its frailties, in the body and the nature of man, of the priesthood, regardless of how he disports himself upon earth as a legally ordained priest, he will have the power through the Holy Spirit to bring my son's body to you. You cannot judge my son's church by those who call themselves leaders, for they also, in their human nature, can be taken over by demons, and they can be used by these diabolical forces to destroy my son's church. My children of light, it is you who must save my son's church by your example and fortitude and prayer. But I assure you that prayers without action and works will avail you of nothing. In the diabolical conspiracy worldwide now against my son and his church, there are leaders, and these leaders reach into the youth of your nation with their diabolical plan from Satan. Man has paganized himself, and he seeks to set up new idols to worship. Satan is also being glorified in your country and many countries throughout the world. Satan, that is Lucifer and his agents, know that their time is going short, and they go about now as an army from hell. Like ravenous wolves, they seek to destroy the youth of your country and the world. Parents, you must now be a true parent of your God, a parent of discipline. Your example must be one that will lead your children to the portal of heaven, for many shall soon pass over the veil. In my counsel of the past, my children, I have told you many times that Satan has control of the elements. There will be accidents that are not accidents. Disturbances of nature claiming many lives. Floods, tornadoes, my children. Are you ready to face this crisis? I ask you, my children, you asked me many times in your prayers, shall you accept my son's body in your hands? I say no and no again for a reason. You cannot judge all those about you, my children, who have accepted this diabolical practice under the guise of leadership. No, my children, this was brought about to desecrate my son, to take from him the truth of his divine nature. No one who hears my voice must accept my son's body and blood in the hands. The chalice shall turn and you shall be bathed in his blood. It was, my children, a sinister plan from the depths of hell to remove the knowledge of the divinity of my son from among you. A church in darkness wears a band of death about it. All that is rotten shall fall. You came upon the earth, oh my children. You are branches for the tree of life. My son is the vine dresser. But many are wilting on the vine now, falling away. For what? For riches? For power? And what will you do when you come across the veil, stripped of your riches and power? And oh, woe to you who have not gathered your graces and stored them in heaven. You cannot be ransomed from your sin then. You will be banished to an eternal punishment of hell, the abyss with Lucifer, forever tormented in your sin. My children, as I warn you in many earth visitations, I warned you over and over that your children shall be your scourge. It will be father against son, mother against daughter. Murders will be rampant, cannibalism, children murdering parents, for sin is insanity. There is a great conspiracy of evil in your country, my children. It is a conspiracy to bring revolution by using the young. And who is free of this guilt? My children, your medias are responsible for the fall of your country. Your schools, your newspapers, now succumbing to pornography and filth. You're once loyal to the oath of the doctors. Your once loyal doctors are now butchers. For money, they kill the young. judgment and punishment. As you sow, my children, so shall you reap. And now you head yourself to reap a whirlwind. Your city, your country, shall be caught up in a whirlwind. Who shall pray for you but the few? My children, I say unto you now, but for the prayers of a few, your country, the United States, would have received a chastisement of blood. How long, my children, can I hold back my son's hand from descending upon mankind? I have been allowed to come to you as a mediatrix between God and man. I shed tears of pity for you, for I have been given by the Eternal Father the knowledge of seeing what is to come upon mankind very soon. Only a few will be left in the final count. Do not forget, my children, the ball of redemption that is hovering above you. It will descend without notice, and then it will be too late. There will be much tears and gnashing of teeth and woe set upon the earth. I have asked you, my children, to read your book of life, your Bibles. Study them carefully. They will be and give you a source of great courage in the future, the very near future. Every home must now have the book of life. You will all keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your country and the world. In your country, my children, there are leaders of evil. I could run down and give you a count of the names used. But my children, it would lead you into great confusion. So great is the evil. Therefore, suffice it to say, my children, that you must not close your eyes. You must observe and learn and avoid all sources of evil. All occasions of sin must be shunned. When you become discouraged upon your mission, you will say with great reverence and joy of heart and confidence, you will say, my Jesus, my confidence. My Jesus, my confidence. Our Lady now is raising her rosary like this with the crucifix and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Our Lady is raising her crucifix or her rosary and pointing over to the right side. Oh, my heavens. Oh, I can feel this. It's like choking me. There's a tremendous black ball in the sky, and it has a dark tail. I never saw anything like this. It's terrible looking. It gives you a feeling of death. It's a horrible looking thing. It seems to be turning and turning and turning about in the sky. Now it seems to be making a swerving curve, and it's heading down like here towards the trees. Oh, it's a frightening looking sight. Oh, Blessed Mother. My child, Do not be afeard. As a voice box from heaven, you must know by sight, my child, also. That is the reason for the photographs. Our Lady now is rising up higher into the sky. She looks very sad. Now her rosary is draped about her fingers and she's bringing her hands together like this in prayer. And she's looking down about her. Now over on the right side, that horrible boil has disappeared. And Michael is coming forward. I don't know where he was standing. He's just coming through the sky. He's a tremendous size. Oh, he's just beautiful. He has on a long white gown this evening, but he's carrying in his left hand that golden balance. It's a scale. It's tipped very heavily to the left. I don't think that makes him very happy. Now, over on Our Lady's right side, Our Lady is moving over. And Michael is following. There's no way to explain. He is tremendously huge, covering the whole right side of the sky and halfway over above Our Lady's head. Now, coming down from behind Our Lady, just directly over the statue, high in the sky, I can see many nuns. They look absolutely beautiful. Oh, I see Saint Teresa. And with her is a young girl. She looks maybe about 12 or 13. Oh, I see now. The young girl is going over to Our Lady and she's touching her on her gown. She's reaching out with her right hand. The young girl, she looks sort of like not of our times. She has on a skirt, a very long skirt, very full, and heavy black stockings, it looks like. I can see her stockings, and her brown leather-like looking shoes. They're very rough looking, and she has on what appears to be a sweater, but it's not wool. I don't know what kind of material it is, maybe linen or something. And she has a blue scarf, a cloth scarf about her head. I can see her hair. Our Lady now is smiling and touching her lips with her fingers like this. My child, do you not recognize Bernadette? Oh. Oh. Subere? Our Lady now is moving over to our left side. Oh, that's Bernadette. My. And down behind them are all the nuns. Oh, I recognize Saint Teresa. Oh, yes. Saint Teresa and her sisters, and there are many nuns. They're all dressed in different habits, but they have one thing in common. They're all long. Oh, they look so beautiful. And I know there are two sisters that are sisters of charity. They have those odd-looking hats, headpieces, like they're not hats, really. They're headpieces. They're white. And, oh, now Our Lady is going over to our left side. Now she's extending her rosary out like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children, for my Son, for the Eternal Father and the Spirit of Light. Continue with your prayers of atonement. They are most sorely needed. The little way. Teresa says, use the little way. Be simple of heart and thought and speech. For you must be different to come over the veil, my sister. Accept all trials. Use them for the repatriation of your brothers and sisters in purgatory. You will understand, Veronica, Mike's sister, that soon you will look forward to receiving these little aggravations, for you are then given the opportunity to save more souls, my sister. You will understand. Graces are given in the most strange ways, my sister. You will learn to love adversity, for it is the secret to piety. I don't know if I repeated it, but it's very fresh in my mind. That Saint Teresa has said that we should accept all adversity. We should look forward to even minor irritations, for they can be used as a point of grace, to receive grace that can be transferred to a suffering soul in purgatory. I understand that Teresa made it known to me that it is something that you will understand in time with practice. It is a simple way to heaven. And Teresa also said now, tonight, and before, in the past, that you must be quite simple, childlike in your approach to the world and on your way to heaven with the confidence of a child and the trusting Father. Accepting all in the will of God, giving your whole soul and human life into the will of God, accepting the Eternal Father as your guide, as you would in a loving father. Teresa says, there is no reason to fear the Father in heaven, for he is all loving. All punishment that is given to mankind has been indirectly willed by mankind. He has made his own punishment because he has turned away from the direction, from the directions from God the Father. It is a form of just chastisement and cleansing. For over the veil, you must be as pure and holy as the angels to enter the eternal kingdom of God. Take a picture. exactly know what it means. It has 1, 2, 3, 4 points on it, but this diamond figure is tinged in red, almost a blood-like red. I don't know what it stands for, the diamond shape. 1, 2, 3, 4 points on it. It's a perfect diamond shape. But I don't understand why that is appearing in the sky. And it's all outlined in a bloody-looking outline. I can't explain it. Now it's disappearing, and the sky all about the trees is starting to light up. Oh, it's beautiful now. I don't know, that diamond shape kind of made me feel sort of tense, frightened. It was a very sinister-looking emblem or whatever it is. Now the sky directly above Our Lady is opening up. It's just like the clouds or the sky formation is rolling back. I can't explain it. It's just a beautiful thing to watch. And directly in the center of the sky over Our Lady, high in the sky, I can see Jesus coming forward. It's very windy up there because his gown is also kind of blowing about his feet. Jesus has nothing upon his feet. Oh, his feet are bare. He has on a beige gown and a burgundy-colored robe about him. Now, as he turns, I notice, from the distance, his feet look bare, but no, he has on sandals. He has on brown, skin-like sandals, almost looking like thongs, with the cording going from his toes to his ankles. Oh, and I can see now the marks upon Jesus' insteps. My, oh my, from the nails. And Jesus has on a beige gown, and his cape is now, it's dropping about his shoulders. And Jesus now is placing his hand in front of him like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is coming forward. He's looking about him, and he's placing his first finger to his lips. My child and my children. It is not necessary nor of importance at this time that I repeat the direction of my mother to you. Be it known that all that my mother has warned you of shall come to pass. How soon? Well, my children, the balance has been given to the few to hold back the darkness, to give mankind a reprieve from the chastisement. The warning will soon come upon you. Shall you then awaken from your slumber and turn from your present road of destruction? Can you not understand the counsel from my mother? Can you not give yourselves over to lies of piety and usefulness to man without falling into a delusion based on humanism and modernism in the ways of man? Man shall not create a new world as he seeks, for there cannot be a lasting world without his God. And I speak not of the false idols and gods that man creates in his human nature. There is only one Creator. You who cast aside this knowledge and choose to set yourselves up by power and the gathering of the world monies to control the masses, you will find that all of your power and all of your volumes of gold and silver cannot hold back the heavens as they descend upon you in a just chastisement. The world, the earth shall tremble. Fear shall come upon mankind as he watches the approach of the destruction that he himself has chosen to set loose. Little by little, you go forward. I say little by little, but I should stress that man is running fast and faster to the edge of the abyss. In his seeking for power and knowledge, man seeks to dethrone his God and create his own God. But who shall set himself above his Creator, even attempting to control birth and death? I say unto you, you shall never learn the secret, the sacred secret of death and life, for these are controlled by the Eternal Father. He has created you, and he shall remove you in due time. You are forcing heaven to set into motion the plan of using the angel of death, Exterminatus, upon you. In your wantonness, in your search for fleshly pleasures and sin, many shall die and fall into hell. Sins of the flesh shall condemn many to hell. We hear all cries of love and brotherhood, but where is charity? True love, true charity. There cannot be love without your God. There cannot be charity without your God. There are only two forces now in the world, good and evil. There is no middle road to follow. The choice is given to mankind. Who will be your leader? Satan, Lucifer, or the Eternal Father, your Creator? Lucifer and his agents. Lucifer is the adversary to your God. Do not sell your soul to him to get to the head. For what have you gained but death? Sin is death. My children, you must acknowledge and recognize the existence of a supernatural world now about you. They are living in their own realm. They have great power now over. from the goats. There is now a battle of the spirits upon the earth. The battle between good and evil. You cannot escape having to make the choice. Which side shall you join? The agents of hell, they come to you often as angels of light with all promises. My children, recognize the faces of evil about you. Bar your doors to all but those of close relationship to you. For many other souls whom knock upon your door are evil. You must not consort with evil, for the contamination is strong. Satan, his army, they are legion now upon earth. He roams wherever there is darkness. He has entered my church to destroy my church, but he cannot, for I am the foundation. You will find, my children, full knowledge of the advance of your days if you will follow my mother's direction to read the Apocalypse of St. John the Revelations. Read and learn, and it will comfort you in the puzzling days ahead. You will see many strange sights come upon the earth. But you must be careful to not speculate and discern spirits. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer. Lucifer was cast from heaven, but he retained much knowledge. He is the father of all liars. He is and was and still is a murderer and the promoter of murder. He will reverse the nature of the Christian if he can. He will have you create more monsters while searching for scientific knowledge of the creation of life. He will promote in mankind a form of insanity, for sin is insanity. Man will descend to the level of the animal, degrading his body, committing murder, extermination of the elderly, extermination of the ill, destruction of the youth, sorcery, drugs, witchcraft, my children, and don't laugh now. The snickers will be your downfall. Witchcraft is here now upon earth. It is no farce. It is no story. It is a fact, for it is diabolical. And the coming forth of demons. The UFOs you wonder of are part of the plan of Satan. They are false images to promote the fallacy that there is life upon other planets. There is no life, for I only created life upon Earth. My children, parents, I beg you, for your salvation and the salvation of your families, to retain the truth of faith, the light of faith in your homes. Teach your children. Give them a firm foundation of their faith, the knowledge and truth. Do not allow false teachers to destroy the souls of your children. Your home must be made a fortress against the evil. Darkness enshrouds the world. Evil has accelerated. Protect your children, the young, for they are the major ones to face attack by the agents of Satan. My counsel and the counsel of my mother often appear severe, my children, but I must repeat and repeat so that your ears are open and your hearts are open to the truth. You must walk through the thorns before you come out of the darkness. If you will follow my way, my children, you will pick up your cross and follow me. The road to heaven is not an easy road. It is a road penance, atonement, and sacrifice, casting aside the worldly inducements created by Lucifer. It is a simple way, a way in which a man must bring his heart back to the realm of childhood. For he must be simple of heart and trusting as a child. There are many good books still left upon Earth, though they bear a label of years before. Read them, my children. They will be of great comfort to you. The light of truth. The light of truth shall not be extinguished in the world, though it becomes a glimmer. When I return, my children, shall I? Dare you think that I shall come to Earth and find even a flicker of faith left in the hearts of my children? And pastors, bishops, cardinals, shall you stand before me and say that your teaching of my sheep has been pure in my sight? I say unto you, many of you I shall take and cast you into the abyss, for I shall spit you out as the vermin and spittle that you have become, corruptors of my sheep. You have sold your soul to get to the head. The mitres shall be many in hell. I give unto you, O red hats and purple hats, a fair warning. Restore my church to its former glory. or I shall come and send you out of my house. Now Jesus is backing up. He's not walking, but he's floating back high into the sky now, and he's looking down. He's placing his hand out like this in front of him with his fingers extended, his three fingers, his thumb, and his two fingers like this. And he's making the sign of the cross. He has his left hand across his chest like this. His right hand is making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is gathering his cape. It's blowing very, very wildly. It must be very windy tonight. Jesus is going across the left side of the sky. He's bending over now and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is turning to the left, going across the sky, and he's looking down now, and he's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is looking down over on the right side there. Now he's touching his fingers to his lips. Listen, my child, but do not repeat. Our Jesus is going across the sky. He's standing directly over Our Lady's statue, and he's now extending his hand out again and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children, as the Eternal Father blesses you and sends to you all the Spirit of Light. Continue now, my child and my children, with your prayers of atonement.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on February 10th, 1978. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.